We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Beis Omid Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis Omid Beis. A big sugya of Poiskim Al Peiris. Ok the Mishnah. Ein Poiskim Al Peiris at Yotza Hashar. You cannot be Poiskim Al Peiris. Poiskim Al Peiris means to lock in a price. It means that beginning of the year, you know you're going to need, you have a restaurant, you're going to need a lot of wheat this year, a lot of flour this year, and you know the flour goes up in price always in Pesach time. So he goes, Sukkos, he goes over to the flour distributor, he gives him $10,000, says, here, I'm buying $10,000 worth of flour for the whole year. Obviously the flour is not here yet, the guy sells a lot of flour, the guy has to take the flour. So he says, here's $10,000, I want flour the whole year, I'm locking in the price, it's a great deal. So why is the seller agreed to do that? Because he has $10,000 cash now to expand his business. So it's a strict problem of ribbis. But there's a heter fit when yotza ashar. If right now there's a shar, right now the price he's paying for flour is the shar all over, then you could be paisik. Ain't paisik al paisik shar shar yotza ashar paiskim. Why? The Mishnah explains. Because the maisa, he could have took the $10,000 and buy flour. He granted didn't, but he could have done the seller who doesn't have all the flour now. He could have used the $10,000 buy flour. It's a set price, and he would have been able to give it to him. There's a shar. So therefore, it's kilu he bought it already, and then it went up in the price. It went up in the reshus of the buyer. That's the halacha. Paiskim al paris. Another din in the Mishnah is that yeshloi is also enough, and yeshloi can help even if it's not even ready yet. Hayahu tchil lekaitzrim, which means there's no yotza ashar, but he has still piles of tfuah. Piles of tfuah, he has.
The seller.
The seller has piles of tfuah. It's not flour yet, but it's piles of tfuah, he has. So, hayu tchil lekaitzrim, poisik imayal gadosh, you can be poisik on that, even without yotza ashar, because that's called yeshloi. And the chidush of this Mishnah is that yeshloi is even if it's missing some pa'ula, some malachas. It's not ready. Or he wants to buy wine and he gives him money for just while the grapes are sitting in the vats. That's the vat of olives. That's these pieces of mud that's going to turn into kederos, turn into pots. And on certain type of cement, when you put it into the kifshon already, even though it's not ready, but it's called yeshloi. He also could buy fertilizer from someone, call him all year round. What's the pshat? Even though there's no yotza ashar, and he doesn't have it yet. But since it's matzu me'oid, that's what Rishonim say, it's very easy. Zevel was like a dime a dozen, and therefore you can paisik on that. It's not a problem paisik on paris. Rabbi Yitzchak, ain't paisik on zevel, elam kin hoiseloi zevel ba'ashpa. Rabbi says, no, you have to have yeshlo, you have to have it in stock. V'lechachom matir, m'chom say, you don't have to have it in stock. So what's the difference between the Chacham and the Tanakama? We'll have to wait to the Gemara on Daf Ayin Dalam Beis to explain the chilek between the Chacham and the Tanakama. Last halacha of the Mishnah. You're allowed to be poisik b'shar ha'gavaya, which means like this. The case we gave, you're buying $10,000 worth of flour, you're locking in the price, and if it goes up, I'm still getting the same flour. What about if it goes down? Do I have to now still pay the extra money? No, it's like I make up like this. That if it goes down in price, I want the better price. And you're allowed to do that. As long as you have Yotza Ashar and Yeshla, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to pay the Shagavaya, which means he's hedging his bet and he's coming out ahead. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Avish Loi Pasikim with Shagavaya. Even if you didn't speak it out, you could do that. Yokaloim Loi Tainli Kazay, give me the better price. So Tainli Mazay, give back my money. I want to back out from the whole thing. I want to back out the whole thing. Since he didn't make a Mashiach yet, he still could back out. Ah, he's a Mishapara. Stay down to Mishnah, no Mishapara if the price changes, which will be a very sticky sugya on that fine dollar on base. But in any case, our Mishnah, the first concentration of our Mishnah that we're going to concentrate on is the first part of the first line of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says that you cannot be poisik al paris at yotza ashar, like the classic example we give. We'll just change a little bit. A guy goes into an appliance store and there's a very popular fridge out there, and the guy says, sorry, it's on back order, the fridge. And I'm telling you not even more. Not only is it on back order, in 2 months the price is going up. But if you pay me now for it, and then we'll deliver it when it comes in stock, then you get this price, because right now that's the price. Right now it's $1,000, but in July it's going up to $1,200. So he says, of course, here's $1,000. It's on back order. Yeah, okay, back order. I'm going to get it in a month or two, Kavaldik. And he gives it to him. This halacha, it's ribbis. It's posh to ribbis. He doesn't have any in stock. It's on back order. It's not yotza shar. The price is changing. There's no shar on this. Well, there's no shar. No one has it. There's no shar. No one has this fridge. It's on back order by everyone. Not only town appliance. Everyone has a back order. It's not, it's for Samsung has it on back order. So it's not yotza shar. In such a case, this is a case of ribbis. The only, if you call up a Rav who knows ribbis, he'll tell you, make a het isk. That's the only way to do it. This is a problem of ribbis. There's no choice about it. Because what are you doing? You're giving the guy money up front. And
you don't know that the price is going to go up?
even if you don't know the price is going to go up, if it's not in stock and it's something that could change, then it's you're locking a price that it could change. The guy says, you know what, it could change price. If you want to, lock it in the price right now. Let me tell you one thing. If it wasn't going up, you'll just buy it in 2 months. What's the problem? But the thing is that he says, it might go on the price. Huh? Oh, so a deposit, that's very good time. Now the Marsham says that if it's a minimal deposit, so then it's a klar, it's not a halva. Because you're just trying to make sure this guy wants to buy it. You just want to make sure he's serious. So if it's a minimal deposit, let's say you take only $100. The guy doesn't need $100 halva. It's $1,000 piece. Don't tell me he needs halva for $100. So that would be. Well, anything more than $100 already, a half deposit already, that's called a halva. If it's $500 deposit already, that's already a serious deposit. It's small. It's minimal. The Marsham says a minimal deposit. The Marsham's hetter, it's a good hetter to use. If it's a minimal deposit, then it's fine. Yeah. Another classic example is when you buy a house. If someone buys a house, makes a deposit, and he locks in the price, even if it goes up. So if it's a one guy's house, that's yeshloi. The guy has the house, so it's not a problem. But let's say you're buying on paper. You're buying in a complex with 30 houses. They're going to build the houses soon, and they take deposits. So there, if they don't put it in escrow, they use the money, that's the case also, pricing our payers. Because they're taking that money, and how do you think they're building the roads of that complex, putting up the curbs and the sewers? They're doing using your money, the kavali, it's a kavali halva, and they're locking in the price. That is a problem of pricing our payers. There's no yeshloi, there's no yotza hashar. There's no yotza hashar there. Because, huh? So really, legally, you put it into escrow, usually a deposit. Not, and how do you do with it? Good question. It's a big problem. What? Didn't price got Paris. Together with other 99.9% of the Klai Yisrael. But now we know, and now we know. It's most people, I think more people know now already this this thing. That's why I'm bringing it out. That's why I'm speaking out the case. Because you should know the Shaila. It's a real Shaila. And I just heard yesterday from Rabbi Marburger, he said there is a Heta Iska for this. The Lahiris Nosan and Sefer has a Heta Iska for this case. He brought up a Heta Iska, he could do it. A way to do it. It's a new type of Heta Iska, but there is a Heta Iska for this. Yeah. Right. The big builders all put into escrow. A real big builder has enough money to build the roads without your money. And it's just the smaller builders that it's really more like in Heimish places. But in the Veldt, they put in escrow. Yeah. Right. No, but here it's not a minimal deposit. I can't say it's a minimal deposit. They need that money. So what? So listen, that's really escrow. Minimal deposit is escrow. That's all Var Masham. Just to prove you're honest, put into escrow then. They want the money. So it doesn't help that happen. So he said, Paiskin of Paris works if Yotza Hashar. If Yotza Hashar, what's the lum of Yotza Hashar? Because I can buy it anywhere. That's the lum of Yotza Hashar. So let's see the Gemara. Omer Rav Asi Rav Yechonon. Ein Paiskin of Shar Shevashuk. The halacha is, you cannot be Paisik on a Shar Shevashuk. Which means, when you see in the Gemara, is the three levels of Shar. And the more, the different Shars, one's more stable than the other one. Shar Shevashuk means, a Shar Shevashuk means that there's a Shar right here, it's a small town, and by them, the prices fluctuate much quicker, because when wheat comes in, a small amount comes in. So the price gets set, but 3 days later it goes up. Is that enough of a Yotza Hashar? Says, no, it's not enough of a Yotza Hashar. In place of a Shar Shebashuk, it's not enough. Only Rav Zeila, Rav Asi, Rav Yechon, Filika Dormis says that. Even Dormis was a huge Itlis Rashi, says a huge like flea market. So even that type of Shar is not enough. On Malay, no. The only time Rav Yechon said it's no good is Shuk Shal Yaris. Because the Shar is not stable, but a Dormis is enough. So if Mara says, in your cash day, Rav Yechon says, even a Dormis is not a good Shar, so which Shar is good? That you can't paisik until there's a Shar. Yotza Shar paiskim, but if the Yotza Shar is paiskim, what's the case of the Mishnah? What is the Shar? Mara says, that shahr is when the Balabatim and the Itzrei Peres, they open their huge storehouses and the boats come in, the ships come in with a lot of tvor, then the shahr stays very stable for a long time. For example, in the time, I'm saying, a Tishrei, when the season's over and all the tours in, so then it used to be the shahr was very stable because you had all the tours ready, dried and ground and everything, and dosh, and therefore, at that time already, it was a stable shahr. Akapanim, we paskin actually, if you're a Ramah, they can even be serving a shahr shivashuk. So a 2 or 3 day shahr is enough yotza shahr. For example, eggs, or those things, all called Yotza Shar. Even though they change once in a while, and change often, but since it's 2 or 3 days, they don't change every 2 days, that's good Yotza Shar. Gas, is a big shout out to Yotz Hashar, because that could change daily. A lot of times gas could change daily, not on the Garden State Parkway, but in other places, they have a rule, I think only once a week they could change it. But in a city, they could change daily the price, and therefore that would be a problem of Yotz Hashar, and therefore the people of the shilas of the bar and the gas, you know, I into the latest shilas. But about that, but the reason is because gas could be the shilas of Yotz Hashar. It's because not Yotz Hashar. Torah Rabbanim. Ein poiskim al peiris at Yotz Hashar. Yotz Hashar poiskim. You're not poiskim peiris until the shah goes out. Yotz Hashar poiskim avshin lozeh. Because even though the seller doesn't have it, but someone else has it, and they give him money, he can use that money to buy it. It's Yotz Hashar. Yotz Hashar means that it's easy to buy. There's a shah. So therefore, it's not an issue of, there's no issue of river in such a case. Hoy chadoshois ma'arba. So way Rashi learns this Gemara is like this, that there are two prices right now. There's the new tvua, which is not dry yet, and not dry tvua is not so usable, because until it dries up, you can't grind the wheat to flour. So you have chadoshes are cheaper, you're getting 4 pounds a dollar, and the dry ones are three pounds a dollar. So here, so even you cannot even be poisik. You can't be poisik on chadoshos. You can't be poisik on chadoshos I'm gonna pay now. It's in stock, the chadoshos. Here, I'm gonna buy $4. You hold on to it and dry it out for me. Am I allowed to do that or not? So what's the issue? The issue is that the time he delivers it to me, it's worth more. It sells because it's Yashon already, and it might be selling three a dollar then, 3 pounds. I'm blocking the price of 4 pounds a dollar. Because I'm tiny buying chadoshos, but I don't want chadoshos. I want yeshanos. So ein poiskim al chadoshos, ein poiskim al ahoy chadoshos ma'arav yeshanos b'shalosh. Chadoshos are 4 pounds a dollar. Yeshanos are a dollar. Ein poiskim to yotz hashal chadosh yeshan. You can't buy this until there's the same shah for chadosh and yeshan. Either they're both $4, both $3. Then I can do it, because then there's yotz hashal. I want to buy yeshan. So that's the halacha that ein poiskim al chadoshos. For that's the Rashi learned. That's what it means. Now, similar case. Lekutos are aniyim who collect leket from a bunch of different fields, and they also sell tvua. But the problem is their tvua is not the best quality. Sometimes gets mixed into it, like some pieces of rye, pieces of barley. It gets, you know, it's not the best stuff. It's leket. So leket is cheaper. To buy leket from an ani is cheaper. So lekutos me'arba lechadu mashalosh. The same thing, you can't go over to a seller and say, I want to get the Lakutas price from you, and I buy it for four. And then when he delivers it, he really gives you his good stuff, and you got a better price. You can't do that. But Omar of Nachman, but Pais Lakutas Kishar Lakutas. But you could go over to Ani and buy Lakutas Kishar Lakutas. I could buy from him, because that is a Sharon. Omle Ravler of Nachman. Maishto loike the less like I doesn't have it. Teretz, since there's a shar, so Yosef the less like Yosef lokat chavre, so he'll borrow from his friend because Yosef a shar, and if he doesn't have, he'll get it from his friend. So Baal Bayis also, I go to Baal Bayis and I say, I want to buy lakutas from you. What's the big deal? Now I'm Yosef lokat. He'll go over to his next door ani and say, let me have some lakutas. Why can I sell it for that? Samar says, I'll tell you why. Two reasons not. Omle Baal Bayis zila be milsel amazing lokat. Number one, he's embarrassed to borrow from a lokut. And another pshat is, Abayis, Iman Diyav, Zuzil, Abayis, Apir, Shapiriyav. When he gives money to Abayis, he's asking for Lakuta's price, but he's expecting to give Abayis high quality stuff, not Lakuta's stuff. So that's two reasons why it doesn't work. So in the Rasmus is an Afkamino, the two reasons will be like this. If you make up with him, I don't need top quality, is that, then could you buy from Abayis or not? So the first reason, I still can't buy it, because there's no way for him to get it, because he's embarrassed to go to the ani and buy it or borrow from him. Masha'inkin, if the second reason, where you expect the good stuff, he has the maximum good stuff, then it'll be good. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this Shaila, it's B'chol Shach and Taz, how we paskin. But in any case, this is what the Gemara means. Zork the Gemara Vayter, very important Gemara. Om Rav Sheshes, Om Rav Huna. There are two pshatim in this Gemara, and we'll go with Rashi's second pshat, and if we have time, we'll speak of Rashi's first pshat. Which means, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to borrow a sa'a to pay back a sa'a. I want to borrow a sa'a of chitim and pay back a sa'a of chitim. I'm not allowed to do that. Why? Because the price might go up. It's called the issa of sa'a b'sa'a. Now, by yeshloi, if when I'm borrowing it, I have some myself, there's no problem. What about yotz hashar? Does that help? Rav Huna says, "Ain lav nashar shavashok." Even though it's yotza ashar, I cannot borrow a saw for a saw. Which means, let's say I'm borrowing a dozen eggs, I can't borrow a dozen eggs because it might go up in price. Ah, it's yotza ashar. No, doesn't help. That's what Rav Huna says. Omle avyesi racham al Rav Sheshes ve'amri lo Rav Yosi Rav Abba Rav Sheshes umir Rav Huna hachi. Did Rav Huna really say this? But they asked Rav Huna a shaila. Hane b'nei barav the yasve b'tishrei upari b'tevis. They asked Rav Huna the hane b'nei rav that they borrow in Tishrei a saw and they pay back in Tevis. Shari asa and Amale and Rav Huna answered, yeah, it's muta. Why? Because achiti b'hini v'achiti b'shili. He buys been a parlay mekara. No problem with saw, because when he borrowed it, it was available everywhere else. So if he had to pay it back, he would just buy it and pay it back. Since yotza ashar, it's very easy to get it. So what's the problem with saw v'saw? So what do you see? The Rav Huna allows saw v'saw when it's yotza ashar, because ha'chitim b'shili, b'shili, these are towns. There's chitim right there to buy. It's yotza ashar. So there's no problem by saw v'saw. So Mar says, you're right. Mikara Savale Savrahuna in Lovin. Kivin Sham Lahad Rav Shmuel Rachia Rav Laza, when he heard what Rav this memra of Rav Shmuel Rachia Rav Laza that says this Chiti Hini Vishili, Amma Yunami Lovin. He agreed that also you could be Lovin. So it comes out of Maisa, Fidus Pshah and the Gemara, that Sabasa is Mutter if Jot Sashar. Now, what's the whole time of Sashar? I could go buy it, but he has to have money, no? So the Chalakis is showing if he has to have money also to buy it. Tosis points out that maybe I have to have money. Tosis ain't loving. Maskana the loving lefiah lachis deos the Arabic sabasa. Marbi yeshle mayos the loyvan. What's about meshuka yeshle mat or yeshle mat? That's the only way it could work. And the Rosh says doesn't have to have money unless for the paskin. But there's a whole lot of pshat in this Gemara ain't loving Rashi's first pshat, which we'll just say quickly that the whole different pshat don't do sabasa, which means like this ain't loving means I'm malado. I'm gonna lend you money and say, here's $1,000. Pay me back $1,000 in 5 months. And if you can't pay me back at that time, I want payris on today's price. Am I allowed to do that? So he said, ain't love, you're not allowed to do that. You can't do that because it's rivers, because I'm locking in a price basically. It's like a paiskin al paris, but I'll paiskin al paris. I'm saying like I'm hedging my bet. I'm gonna give you alvans and if you can't pay me, I want you to give me that. So the Gemara said, but Ma'aseh proved that you could do it because Yotza Ashar, Ma'aseh says you could do it. That's the Shaktar that Gemara in Rashi's first Pshat, Ayin Shom, but the Ikab Pshat is Sa B'Sa, Sa B'Paskin, Sa B'Sa is Mutzah by Yotza Ashar.